Flores with Guns for Hire. Around 15 minutes after 12, you're tuned into 5 Lunch. My name is Anel. I'm going to be taking you out for lunch all the way until 3 p.m. And it is actually day 79 of 5 Lunch. Can you imagine? I am so excited for us to finally get to day 100. But it seems like 79 is not treating Yanga Mjoli so well. Yanga, where were you?
I was in the kitchen right after I read. I just wanted to like heat up my tea. And yeah. I turned around and tripped and I broke my mug. So I just needed a moment. It's my favorite mug. I don't even care about falling. My knee is sore. Who cares? I don't have my favorite mug anymore.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Yangle Jangle Bangle. I mean, is your leg okay though? I mean, mugs, yes, we can buy a new one. But your leg, are you fine?
It'll heal, but will my mug, you know, so it's fine.
I guess not. My friend, I'm so sorry. And you know what, Five Lunch family, this is why we need you to please come through, because we've got to cheer up Yanga today. And I think I've got the perfect way for us to do so. So there's been this challenge going on around, I guess, TikTok and all these different social media platforms. But I also feel like it's something that I've personally been through in my life. When I was in high school, I was that girl who, after grade 9, because you know you go through those hormonal changes in grade 9 and then you become a delinquent. I got to grade 10, I became very responsible. And thus, many of my friends started lying on my name. They would tell all their parents that they were watching movies with me when they were in fact with boys and girls and doing all these other things that they probably shouldn't have been doing. In any case, I would always get calls from parents, or they'd be like, oh, you were seeing a movie with Natasha. And I'm like, no. Yes, I was. Very nice movie. Amazing, in fact. And I always had to cover for them. I was young. Okay, and I don't necessarily believe in lying, but you know, sometimes you kind of want to give somebody a little bit of grace to be like, okay, help yourself out. Let's see where you go with this. So I want to find out what you would do in this situation. Listen properly. What would you do if your friend's significant other sent you this voice note right here?
Hey, so I was just quickly checking with you. I haven't heard from Tom since he went to breakfast with you this morning. And his phone is off when I try and call. Do you know where he is? Please let me know if he's with you.
It is now.
All right, cheers.
It is now 1 p.m. and your person's, or rather your friend's person, cannot get hold of your friend. And you haven't seen your friend ever since breakfast. What do you do in this specific situation? I want to find out. Now, I asked my younger brother, Viwe, what he would do. And listen to this.
Okay, so what do you say?
Oh, I would definitely ignore this for at least a day.
Viwe.
Why? This person must get used to the fact that I don't know where this person is. So they won't ask me where they are the next time. I did this in university. Wow. One of my friend's girlfriends tried to ask me where my friend was once. I answered, and then the next time she asked me again, I ignored her message for 2 days. She never asked me where he was ever again. Simple.
So my brother thinks that he has officially found the formula. Just keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything. Don't enter into things that don't need you. I, on the other hand, I would never be able to blue tick somebody when they're asking me where a specific person is. So I want to hear from you. 082-550-5151. And this is in a perfect world. We're not taking into account, I guess, you know, all the terrible things that are happening in our country and all over in terms of kidnappings and things like that, because you do always need to be super vigilant with things like that. But we're now in a TikTok world where I am asking you, are you like my brother where you keep quiet? Do you lie and say the friend is with you? Do you maybe say, like I think I would? I actually wasn't 100% sure, but I think I'd be like, oh no, Natasha's, her battery seemed to have been a little bit low when we were together. I think that was it. I think that's what I would say. I might crumble under the pressure, but possibly. Send us a voice note, 082-550-5151. Your name, where you're listening from, because, of course, it is the 5 Lunch check-in.
I caught it bad just today. You hit me with a call to your place. Ain't been out in a while anyway. Was hoping I could catch you throwing smiles in my face.
Romantic talking, you don't even have to try. You're cute enough to f*** with me tonight. Looking at the table and I see the reason why. Baby, you live in the light, but baby, you ain't living right. Champagne and drinking with your friends. You live in the dark, boy, I cannot pretend. I'm not faced, don't.
you can come.